Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. And I'm so excited about our study in the book of Acts. I believe this is our fourth episode in this study. And today I am going to begin reading at verse 9. Now, the verses above this, Jesus has primarily been talking about the importance of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the importance of his disciples being empowered with the Holy Spirit in order to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. And then verse 9 says, "Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." Wow. What an incredible event. We call it the ascension. And again, Jesus is not an apparition or a ghost. The disciples, he had invited them to feel of him and look at his hands and feet and the holes from the spikes that had been driven through them. He invited Thomas to thrust his hand in the side where there was a larger hole from the spear that the Roman soldier had thrust in his side while he was on the cross. He ate with them. He had a real physical body, but it was a resurrection physical body. And you and I are going to have a body like unto his glorious body. Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians. And so this Jesus, at this certain point, when he had finished telling all the things that he wanted to tell them and leave with them, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as they went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Now, obviously, these are two angelic beings. And Luke says men because they appeared in the form of men. An angel, you'll never see anything in the Bible about angels having wings. Now, there are creatures called seraphim and cherubim that are pictured as having wings. But anytime the Bible talks about angels, they appear as human beings. In fact, in Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 13, the writer of Hebrews exhorted his readers and exhorts us. He says, do not be hesitant to entertain strangers, for some thereby have entertained angels. Okay. So these two individuals, no doubt angelic beings who looked like men, they stood there by them. Suddenly, they must have suddenly appeared there by the disciples as they're watching Jesus going up and being taken up in this cloud. And they said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manners as you saw him go into heaven." Now, there are people today who believe that Jesus has already come, that he came back in 70 AD, maybe some other time. And I have had some interaction with these people, and this is one of the scriptures that I always use, because they try to spiritualize his coming. It was some kind of a spiritual coming. Well, Jesus has a real physical body. And these two angelic beings, they said, "Hey, this same Jesus, not another Jesus, not some mystical spiritual Jesus, but this same Jesus with a real physical body, with the holes in his hands and his feet and a hole in his side and scars from the thorns on his head. This same Jesus whom you see, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Don't be duped by any other Jesus. There's only one real Jesus. And at that point, I will just tell you and encourage you to get my book, Discovering the Real Jesus. There are many false Jesuses, in the world today, as Jesus warned would come in the last days. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. Christ means Messiah, saying, I am the Christ, I am the Messiah, and they will deceive many. Folks, we need to know the real Jesus in this hour. Discovering the Real Jesus. It's available on my website, eddiehyatt.com, also available on Amazon. So they said, hey, this same Jesus, don't settle for any other Jesus that comes in some other manner, because it's this same Jesus that you've seen taken up to heaven will come in like manner. And Jesus himself said that he would come in the clouds of heaven. He would come. Hallelujah. So then verse 13, or let's go to verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. We would call it the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey, which would, my understanding, a Sabbath day's journey is 2 miles. I think they were limited by Jewish law from traveling more than two miles on the Sabbath. So a Sabbath day's journey would be 2 miles. Verse 13 says, and when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. Now, these are the 11 disciples that were left after, the seven apostles that were left after Judas apostatized and committed suicide. And so they are following the command of Jesus that he gave in verse 4, where he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. So verse 14 says, these all continued with one accord in prayer. Who's these all? The 11 apostles, but now he's going to tell us there's others here. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. Ah, there were many women. The Gospels tell us that followed Jesus out of Galilee, many of them. And if you'd like to read more about the role of women in the New Testament, in the life and ministry of Jesus, and in the early church, Sue has written the standard for this, her 500-page book, which is based on her doctoral dissertation at the Regent University, the School of Divinity, and received great accolades for her dissertation. And this book is based on research out of that, but even further research that she has done beyond that, and also that I have done. And so it's called In the Spirit, We're Equal. It's available also on our website and at Amazon. But also, I've written two books also, one called Paul, Women in Church. They're much smaller than Sue's book. And Who Says Women Can't Pastor? Paul, Women in Church. And they will give you some insight into who these women are and why they are there in the upper room. I dare say, we don't know for sure, but I dare say that the women outnumbered the men in the upper room where the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. These all continued. What were they doing there? These all continued with one accord. One accord means that they were in unison. They were there. There was no bickering. There was no strife. They were there at the command of Jesus, waiting for that promise of the Father to come. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And by the way, the word, this would be his half-brothers. We know that Mary and Joseph had children after Jesus was miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit. And then Mary gave birth to him. From everything we know, it was a natural birth. The miracle was in the conception. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. It was a virgin birth. But as far as we know, there was that nine-month period. And then she brought him forth, and he was born of a virgin there in Bethlehem. And so she was there and his brothers. But then after that, Mary and Joseph had natural children. We know from the Gospels, he had both brothers and sisters, half-brothers and sisters. I'm saying that because The word there, brothers, is the Greek word adelphos, or the plural adelphoi, and it referred to both men and women. In the ancient world, it was used to refer to both men and women. So literally, they were there with the women and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers and sisters. Wow. And so there is the setting. Something incredible is going to happen. They're waiting. Something incredible in the history of the human race is going to happen there with those 120 people waiting there in obedience to the command of the Lord. Oh, yes. And we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Or let's see. I think it's today, Thursday or Friday. Hey, I think today is Friday. Anyway, we'll pick it up on this in the next episode. And I want to pray with you today that God will bless you. Lord, bless everyone listening to this podcast today. Bless them, Lord, with blessings from heaven. God, grant them, pour out that same Holy Spirit for my brother and my sister today. Empower them afresh to be your witness. Fill them with your peace and with your joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I look forward to seeing you next time.